Okay, so Micah last minute came with me to the Rockin' Moms Retreat, which is the DFTN Moms Retreat that happens every year. And Micah, I said it to you in person, but I'm going to say it here for our audience. I would have been lost without you. It would have been a bleep show. Fill in the bleep.
Show, everybody.
But it was so fun to have you there. It was just hopping, man. Exhibit hall was hopping.
It was fun. I love doing this stuff with you, Heather. Because, you know, we're just selling Lucky Few stuff, talking to people. And I got to just be the expert in all of Heather's books. And everyone who came
did
up
did such a good job.
Let me tell you about this book. This one's wonderful because, and, you know, I really do feel like your greatest, like, you're not just your greatest expert, but your promoter.
Biggest
I think I
fan.
Should go into PR for you. Actually.
I'm looking to hire a PR, so Okay. It's you. You slayed it, girl. And how fun was it? How many of y'all podcast listeners came? Like, so many people came and said, I love the podcast. I love the podcast. That was really fun.
It was really fun.
That was fun. Good times. We're going to talk a little bit more about it because of our guest today, but I won't go there yet.
We won't go there, but you know what it is time to do, Heather?
I do know. But you get to say it.
You do. It's time to shout some worth and shift some narratives for people with Down syndrome. And like we said, this past weekend, Heather and I were lucky enough to be in person with each other, but also with a very special fellow lucky mama, Carissa Carroll, the founder of Jack's Basket. We were at the Down Syndrome Diagnosis Network's Rockin' Moms Retreat in Washington, D.C., and we are so excited to be together with her again today. Thanks for joining us, friends. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
All right, Lucky Few podcast listeners, who wants to step up in the advocacy space? I know I do. Who wants to hang out with me and my entire family next April in Washington, D.C.? Hands also go up. Well, I'm excited to let you know that the National Down Syndrome Society is proud to present the Down Syndrome Advocacy Conference, which takes place in Washington, D.C., April 17th through the 19th, 2023. So mark those calendars. This is an event for every single person in your family, for people with Down syndrome and those who love them of all ages. It's also going to be in partnership with Advocacy Partner and the National Down Syndrome Congress. You don't need any previous experience in policy or advocacy to participate. Scholarships are available. To learn more, you go to www.ndss.org/DSAC. I hope to see you there. Okay, I want to get right into this, and so I'm going to read a review in just a second, but first, just how fun, we'll talk about this with Chris, I think, just how fun is it to just be with a bunch of moms who have kids with Down syndrome? Aren't we funny when we're all together?
We're kind of the best people.
We're kind of the best. Maybe that's just all moms, but I feel like, I was saying to this to you at the exhibit hall, how everyone is so different. Like all the different kinds of people that come up and talk to us and just how we're all brought together because we love someone with Down syndrome and that's enough. Right. And then it's like, well, I love this person too. There's so many people. There's no way in another world I would know them. Yes. And it's my favorite.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Okay. I'm going to read a review before we get into this interview. This comes from K-Stad, K-S-T-A-D, who says, this podcast is such a great resource for those who love someone with Down syndrome. These girls are compassionate, loving, and funny. That's what we're striving to be. They have great guests and meaningful conversations. Thank you. So thank you so much for leaving that review. We're so grateful that you're enjoying the show and that you find us funny because we think we're a hoot and we know that we're not everybody's cup of tea. Thank you so much for listening. And listeners, if you haven't left a review, you can do that at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. Go leave those reviews, preferably 5 stars. And then maybe we'll read your review out loud next week. We really appreciate the feedback and the support so much. All right, friends. So like we've been saying, we were just together with Krista Carroll of Jack's Baskets at the Down Syndrome Diagnosis Network, the DSDN Rockin' Moms Retreat this last weekend. And we were going to sit down and have this conversation. And then all of us, all three of us were in the exhibit hall meeting a ton of people. And we're like, man, let's just go get dinner and a drink instead or something, because it was a lot of energy, and let's do this in a couple of days. So here we are together via Zoom, even though we were together in real life just a couple days ago, but I am very excited for this conversation.
You probably know her as the amazing mama who founded Jack's Basket, a nonprofit organization that hand delivers complimentary gift baskets to families with a new Down syndrome diagnosis. And she was also on episode 44 of this podcast, so you can always go back and listen to that too. Since March of 2014, Jack's Basket has celebrated over 5,500 babies across all 50 states and in 39 countries. We are so grateful for the work she's doing. Welcome back to the show, Carissa.
Hey, thanks. I'm so happy to be talking with you again. And like, we did have a great time last week. And, it's just great to have this opportunity to share a little bit more of how we've grown over the last few years in celebrating these babies with Down syndrome.
I think that most of our listeners are very familiar with you and can go back and listen to the episode 44, but that was a long time ago. So can you just give us and our listeners a little introduction of who you are, where you're at, a little bit more about you?
Yes. So I'm the proud mom of three kiddos, and Luke, Jack, and Taylor. And Jack is my son with Down syndrome. And so he surprised us at birth with that diagnosis. And as you know, whenever you find that news prenatally or at birth, it's adjusting to a whole new path. And we really realized that families wouldn't change their child, but they'd change how the diagnosis was given. And so I just, kept meeting families that it kept breaking my heart how they were told. And I just felt this mission laid on my heart to every baby deserves to be celebrated and every family congratulated. And our support system was there and loved on our Jack, and it provided opportunities to serve families in the Twin Cities. I basically showed up at every hospital and would ask them, what do you do when a baby's diagnosed with Down syndrome? And they couldn't answer me. And I thought, this was 2013. So Jack is now 9. And since then, we have been able to, like you mentioned, just reach families around the world. And we love the work that we get to do. And I'm married to Chris. It'll be 16 years here we've been married, and we live in Minnesota.
So good. Okay. Well, I want to talk more about Jack's Baskets. Tell the listeners just a little bit more of your mission. And then I would love for you to talk a little bit about how it's changed over the last 8 years. It started 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Right? Was it when you started? How it's grown, like what surprised you?
Yes. And initially 8 years ago on Jack's first birthday, really, it was just the intention to celebrate his first birthday by going back, and there were a lot of tears on his birthday. And so at 1 year we thought we were going to congratulate another family. Kind of fast forwarding to 5 years ago, because we were able to just love on families and deliver these baskets full of all the resources and the gifts, we became a nonprofit. So really, we've been a 501c3 for five years. But if, we've grown our volunteers around the U.S. to over 70. So if there's a basket request for a new baby diagnosed prenatally or at birth, we'll get that request in what we call headquarters in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And then we will we'll reach out to our local volunteer, and they will deliver that basket with the goal to get there within 48 hours. And obviously there's a lot of variables that come to that. But what, one of the awesome things I think I had mentioned to you, Heather, is the last time we were on the podcast, Sue in Japan had heard our episode, and she started her program there. And so What I will say, here in the US, we've been able to partner with other local DS orgs in their welcome and in expectant parents to just come alongside them if they need help with that basket program. But ultimately, it is a parent connection that's most supportive to these families. That, how are you doing with this new unexpected news, right? Because we also know that families respond to this news all different ways. Mm-hmm. And so to have another parent that's living this life with a child with Down syndrome. But another big part that's grown in the last couple years, my experiences in education. And I just kept thinking back to when I was a teacher of like, how, if I had the content, maybe I knew the knowledge about a subject, but I didn't know how to communicate that and deliver it to my students. I just kept thinking about healthcare providers and, you know, they may know what trisomy 21 is, but if you don't have the, you know, communication skills to deliver that, how that had impacted so many of the families we met. Because when, as you oftentimes hear that diagnosis story, it starts with, I'm so sorry, I have bad news. Mm. Or, you know, prenatally, you know, just how that impacts the family's ability to just take, you know, a step forward and learning about what life is really like having Down syndrome, right? And so that has really led us to, obviously I'm not a healthcare provider, but I have many people close to me. So discovering what is the education and how do we equip these providers? So we've produced a journal publication in pediatrics, which has been cited 17 times in other journals, and it's delivering unexpected news when bad news isn't necessarily bad, and really breaking the bad news paradigm. Mm-hmm. And we created a medical module for pediatrics. But then what we are really excited about is a prenatal consult video that we created that's launching here in October. And what we found from families is when they get that random call over the phone from someone they didn't have a relationship with, which obviously doesn't follow best practice, and they say, oh, I'm so sorry, your screening test came back for Down syndrome. And they're waiting for that, you know, next appointment, or, you know, that headed to the maternal fetal medicine clinic. We wanted to fill that gap. And we also want our families to feel from providers that really have a heart to care for our families, congratulations on your pregnancy. Because whenever you get that news and, you know, you're anticipating this baby's arrival, and then you found out something about them that is life-changing, but that's a baby and that's your baby. And we want to make sure that they know they're not alone. And so that is really what we have created to hear from providers that care for newborns with Down syndrome. This is what we see in these babies with Down syndrome. We want to just love on you and give you hope. And then there's four family stories that say, you know, this is when we received that diagnosis and this is what life is like. And it is the most, I'm biased in this as we talk about our personal biases. You know, we as moms carry our own bias because of our love for our child, but we didn't know of this love before that. And so when you have providers that are saying this needs to change, that is when it's going to change from the start of the story, from when that diagnosis is given.
I love how you're thinking so creatively about that in-between time, because I think so many, I feel like most moms who received a prenatal diagnosis have that exact story. The call from somebody they don't know, the call that they answer at some random time and they're not prepared. And then you have that gap, like sometimes weeks of a gap. And to have something provided to tell you where to go, because most of the time we go straight to Google, which we've talked about so many times on this show, that Googling Down syndrome is, we hope will change over time. And it is changing over time when you Google Down syndrome, but to have a tool to hand these moms that tells them their baby's valuable and that they're valuable and how they handle this news. Like there's hope for how to handle this news. They're not alone in it.
Absolutely. And we really wanted to provide four different stories that of these families are, because we know each of our journeys look unique, right? We have a commonality of having a child with Down syndrome, but there are, you know, some of us that have some pretty medically complex journeys. We have some that don't. And so it's like, you won't know, right, until you meet your sweet baby. But in that meantime, we want you to have that hope. And I really do feel that healthcare providers went into the profession to care. And so at Jack's Basket, we feel that we are an extension of care. On the basket side of the program, we're able to provide all the resources, local DS orgs and national, in one spot so that when the family's ready, they can dive into that. But they have a parent that can answer any of those questions and then guide them if they should need that support. But then really providing there was a need from these healthcare providers, because I feel they're searching, like, where do we go? What are we supposed to give our families? I've heard from this and this and this. And what we looked at the research from families and just said, they want to hear the hope and they want to get connected to the community. And it's okay to say congratulations and say, hey, we're here and provide that care. It's so interesting that it's not interesting. It's just quite frankly sad, right? Of just the amount of our families that are still receiving such the news in such a hard way. And so oftentimes the families end up coming to volunteer for us as they are down the path. They become our basket delivery parent, and then they want to help us reach those providers. So we just keep brainstorming and dreaming up. We're working on provider to provider curriculum development. So a lot of times people think of Jack's Basket as the actual basket, which it is. It's a vehicle to connect families, to provide their resources. But really our heart is, we believe that the providers are the start of the story and we need to change it from the beginning. So we have a medical provider page that has all those publications and medical modules, because you know of a provider that we call a champion, right? That is going to speak up, because we do carry this love and bias for, we want change. But it's amplified when you have someone else, especially in healthcare, saying this needs to change. And we've seen a tremendous engagement over the last few years from providers that are like, how can I get on board in the work that you're doing? So that's been super exciting.
I just want to say that I think it's so wonderful that you've taken something that started as like, I want to encourage these new moms and I'm going to give them a gift at the hospital, but that your organization has made such an impact in the minds and hearts of the medical providers that they are interested in listening to what you have to say. And I think that says so much for what Jack's Basket is and just the presence that you have made in our community.
Thank you.
I agree. When you're talking to medical providers over the last few years, and that idea that I've never heard said the way that you said it, that they're the ones that are starting the story, essentially, like they are the starting point for your experience with Down syndrome for a new family. And do you have any stories that you can think of and putting on the spot that are like that have been surprising or exciting when you've spoken with the medical professionals, even like a specific story or just broader?
As in positive or not so positive?
Either way, okay. You get to take it.
Well,
both. Kind let's of, do both.
From the original, like this has got to change from, you know, one of the very first families that really motivated me for change was when a new mom who hadn't even seen her child that was yelled out in the room. And I just tied that to the amount of grief she was still carrying. And I thought, how much trauma that really was. Like, she didn't get to hold her child, see her child. I just recently talked to a family in the East Coast, and she just talked about that genetic counselor that just only offered very first is just termination. And when we go in and present to the providers, it's, you know, tell me what is currently being shared at your clinic, or like when you're caring for these families. And so when the mom said, nope, that is not an option for us, she said, we'll come back in 4 weeks and we'll see how he's worsening. And that in itself, just what breaks your heart drives your passion. And so that really motivated. I've also been kind of described as feisty, and feisty's getting things done. But the thing that I've seen is just, we have 57 new providers in 2022 right now requesting baskets for new families. So what we find is an outcome of us presenting, which is usually about monthly to providers, the gift of what we will say of COVID is we've been able to present virtually around the US now. And then they get linked to us because then they're then caring for the family, starting off with out saying, I'm sorry. And the best story to me is when a provider follows up after those presentations and said, it really was like a flashbulb moment to me of the last time I cared for a family, what I did say. Mm. And kind of almost like a confessional of saying, I've never thought of it that way, and how that impacted my family. And what they also don't want to hear is most of our families will then switch their care, right? Like they're going to go to a different provider, where I'm saying, no, let's do it better. And so when these providers say, thank you for helping me recognize what I have been in people's stories, and I'm going to do it differently.
Wow.
That is worth all of this. That is, you know, I just think as we met with all of these moms this weekend, it makes me emotional because they come around and they'd say, wow, Jack's basket, you were one of the only people that congratulated us and came alongside us in the impact. And as much as that brings me so much joy, it continues to break my heart because that shouldn't be the case. I always say I'm trying to work myself out of a job. And the fact of why should we have to, and you've said this before in your podcast, why do we have to celebrate? Like, why, if the world saw people with Down syndrome differently, like we're changing that narrative. And that's what we're trying to do, is really get these providers the tools, help them recognize what they are in that story, their role, and then say, hey, let's do it better. Jack says right now, because he's trying to work on a smiley face every day. He goes to school and he goes, Mom, I'll do better. Well, we're all trying to do better, right? We're getting our footing after the last couple of years. But I can't tell you how much it just, and then to see one of these healthcare providers join our medical team and become a champion for the work that we're doing for our kids, right? Because they deserve better. Our community deserves better. And we're going to make it happen.
That's amazing. Talk about a narrative shift, having a medical provider say to you, I can think back to how I used to do this, and now I'm going to do it better, right? Like, that is such a shift.
It is. Wow. And wow. And then they end up spreading the word for you, you know, like they end up saying, not only is the direct impact on our families, but they're like, hey, I want to tell you about Jack's basket. And again, we love what we do. And some days are really heavy because we know the reality of what's happening with our families, but then it motivates us to keep working hard for them. And so we understand for such a time as this, especially prenatally for our families, to get that hope shortly after, you know, that news is given to them so that they know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
Krista, what about other feisty mamas who are listening to this, who are like, I want that to happen in my city, and I want this information like to the providers around me. Mm-hmm. What can they do to make this happen where they are?
Yeah. Well, one initial thing is, if, you know, there may be healthcare providers listening, or they are a family in healthcare in the community, has a child We'd love for you to go on our website, jacksbasket.org, and just tell us more about you. You can also, if you're interested and have some margin of time of supporting new families in your area, a basket delivery parent, or a regional lead parent. So we also want to know what is currently the support in your area, making sure we're all in this together of what's currently being happening in supporting of your families. But our website's probably the best place to go on and fill out the form. Tell us more about where you would love to help us, volunteering, becoming a team member for us. But like I said, with one of the other previous podcasts, when I was on it, it just like the reach, this opportunity to share more about our mission is going to help. We'd love for you to go to our medical provider page, look at those resources, and ask your provider to check it out. We can mail you things to help you kind of make that introduction and tell them about it. But we can always send those resources to you too.
And so helpful. Can you say, before we start to wrap up the conversation a little bit here, can you tell us what you think new parents should know when they receive a diagnosis?
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's a lot, right? So that your child is going to make you better in a way that, you know, I think I realized that, and I've said, Jack was the best gift I didn't know I needed. But to give yourself grace that whatever feelings you're having are completely normal, and this is a life-changing diagnosis, and you are not alone, and there's a whole community that wants to love on you and support you when you're ready. And so the joys far outweigh the hard stuff on this journey. And I'm really excited to, what I say is we see a love story unfold in it's just a whole beautiful life that you didn't know you wanted to be a part of.
Beautiful friend. So beautiful.
Well, I feel like we should sing a song now.
I've heard a few of your jingles. I mean,
did you want, Mike was hoping actually that she could record something that you put in the baskets. That's what she was hoping.
Oh, we could talk. We could talk about partnering.
Special recording for all of us.
One of the things that I didn't mention yet, but is we have a theme at Jack's Basket called You Make Me Better, right? Our mission is to celebrate babies with Down syndrome, but I will tell you that theme of You Make Me Better, that each of our lives have the ability to make each other better. And we should be sharing that message with everyone, and mom to mom to, you know, even in those hard times is like, oh, Jack, I've obviously learned how to be more patient. And as much as I don't appreciate that in the moment, he's making me better with that. And so we have our You Make Me Better Gala coming up on Friday, October 7th. That's where we're going to be launching the prenatal consult video. You'll hear from Dr. Plummer and her vision behind that, and it can be viewed anywhere in the world. And so we'll be meeting in person in Minneapolis, filling the depot there with a ton of people that want to love and support these babies with Down syndrome. But that's one of the things that we'd love to invite you all to tune in and hear more about our mission.
Yes. Thank you for that invitation. That's coming up so soon. Very exciting. Very exciting. Where can our listeners go to get connected to that?
Yeah. So you'll see on our website, jacksbasket.org. There's a big thing at the top that says the You Make Me Better Gala, but it's under our events. And, it's one of the most, obviously I feel like, you know, one of the most inspiring events, but we really truly get to honor the lives of babies and individuals with Down syndrome and fill that room filled with a lot of love and now around the globe. So
that's amazing.
That is so good.
We'll make sure that we have a link to that in our show notes, listeners. So go to our show notes and see if you can find it there. And yeah, I hope a lot of us will tune in to see what you guys are up to. Carissa, is there anything else you didn't get to talk about that you want to make sure our listeners know?
You know, I just think that as you've been encouraged through listening on this podcast of just shouting the worth, sharing your stories, that really is, it is changing the narrative. So, you know, Jack's life verse is be strong and courageous. And it's like, we are speaking up for our community and our kiddos. And I just really encourage moms to do that in a way that feels most fitting for them. And, that is, you know, living your life is just, you know, that's going to bring hope to other people because you value your child. And so I guess just to affirm the work with this podcast of just sharing stories, encouraging and celebrating each other. So.
Thanks, friend. Thanks for saying that. And yes, and amen. I love this idea of you make me better. I want to, let's today, friends, tell people in our lives how they make us better. Mm-hmm. Not just our kids with Down syndrome, but other people around us. It's such a great, just like a great idea to say to somebody.
And I feel like now more than ever, people need to know that they, right? Everyone matters and everyone belongs.
Yes. I think we're moving at such a fast pace and there's so everywhere we go with information and what people are doing, it's just so saturated that I can think of like a dozen people like that I think are doing amazing things and I don't tell them. Right. Mm-hmm. So let's tell each other, Krista, you are such a rock star mama. Mm-hmm. So grateful to know you. So grateful for the work that you're doing and the ways that you are absolutely shifting this narrative in such huge, huge ways. It's such an honor to call you friend and be on this journey with you. Thanks for being on the podcast today, girl.
Hey, thank you. And if you know of a new baby recently diagnosed, go on the website and request a basket. That's the most important thing, right? Is right. Like, go on and support them that way. This week, from an update, I know Micah shared, we will celebrate our 6,000th baby. So that's pretty amazing. Cool. So this is really a fun, thanks for this opportunity to share more and love it. So
yes, I want to figure out
6,000th baby and the gala and new information.
I know, such good stuff. We got to figure out how to get like the baby holding person in the basket, which is me. Like, how do I get
Heather to all new babies?
How do I deliver every single basket and just hold a baby?
Oh, and those cobblers, right? Oh,
that's all I want in life. Well, that is all good news, but we're also want to come back and hear more good news about Jack, if you'll stick with us, and we'll be back with some good news. Listeners and friends, I'm so excited to share with you. The National Down Syndrome Society, NDSS, is proud to present the Down Syndrome Advocacy Conference. It's going to be in Washington, D.C., April 17th to the 19th, 2023. So we are getting it to you early. Mark your calendars. Okay, listen to this. The conference includes optional pre-conference learning sessions on Monday, a full day of policy and advocacy trainings on Tuesday, and meetings with members of Congress on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Talk about getting it done, friends. This is going to be such an amazing opportunity. And it is for people with Down syndrome and their families, caregivers, and loved ones to come together to advocate for nonpartisanship legislative priorities that impact the Down syndrome community. There's even a track for kids, so you can bring the entire family. And guess what, everybody? The Avis family is going to be there. That's right. NDSS has invited me and my entire family to join you for this event. I'm going to be speaking at it. The NDSS is also thrilled to be holding this conference in partnership with other national Down syndrome organizations, including the Advocacy Partner, the National Down Syndrome Congress. You do not need any previous experience in policy or advocacy to participate. This conference is for you, and there's scholarships available. To learn more, you can visit www.ndss.org/dsac. I hope to see you there. Okay, you guys, my second children's book, Everyone Belongs, is in the world. Friends, I cannot tell you how excited I am for this book to be in your homes, in your classrooms, in your libraries, in your communities, that you're reading this book to your kids every single day. It's a story about Macy and True. Ever heard of them? Sisters who are putting together a show at the park. And as they're putting the show on, other kids arrive eager to participate, but they're unsure if they'll be welcomed. Since the two sisters know that everything is more fun when everybody's included, they are determined to find a role in the show for each person. And this is my favorite line in the whole book, guys. And they say, they declare throughout the book, exactly who you are is exactly who we pick. I hope that you find this book to be inspiring and encouraging, and I know it is full of joy, and that Everyone Belongs can remind us that it's possible to make room for all people in our lives and in the spaces that we're in, no matter their differences, and that we all know life is brighter when we give everybody a chance to shine. Also, after you order right now, you can head over to heatheravis.com/everyonebelongs, and there is a sneak peek of the first few pages of the book. We've also created a back to school kit called A Chance to Shine with downloadable activities for kids. This, if you're a teacher or you homeschool or you're just home with your kids, this back to school kit is so gorgeous and has a bunch of printables that you can print out, questions to ask, activity sheets. There's even paper dolls, a paper doll of Macy and a paper doll of True that you can print out for your kids. So Everyone Belongs is available right now. So head to wherever you buy books, and I can't wait for you guys to have it.
Time for good news, time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah.
Micah, oh.
We're bringing it in with good news, with good news. We're snapping our fingers,
you hear that sound?
Snapping our fingers, it's good news. Woo!
Good news!
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Good news, friends. This is the part of the show where we celebrate anything happening in the life of our loved one with Down syndrome, the big things, the small things, everything in between. Okay, Carissa, yeah. Do you have some good news about your son, Jack, besides the fact that there is this incredible nonprofit started in his name and his honor, and the 6,000th basket will be delivered this week?
Yes. Well, I will say, you know, when you get that diagnosis, you're thinking like, what, you know, this is what our family is involved in, and we're this and that and this, and will Jack be able to do it? And I would describe our family as pretty active. And so just recently, after a week at bike camp from our local Down Syndrome Association in Minnesota, brought in the bike camp, and just a few nights ago, running behind Jack, letting go of the seat, and he has a little handle on it. I'm sprinting next to him, but he's been working on riding his bike for a couple years, and I let go and he's gone so fast and on his own. So that has been something that you're just like, will he be able to ride his bike? And in his story, that is looking like that's going to happen. And so, but I would love for him to figure out how to brake. So we'll, that would be-
One thing at a time, right?
Right. But I let go of that. And that is a whole other analogy of letting go of any of our kids.
Oh, gosh.
Certainly our ones with Down syndrome. So we're celebrating that and just the watching the videos of that happen. And oh, wow. So yeah, that's our good news.
That is good news. We have got to get the bike camp people on this podcast and to closer to my hometown, because I want my kids to do this so bad. So good. Micah, do you have any good news you want to share?
Yeah, I do actually. Ace has been a, what do they call them? An eloper.
Eloper.
he elopes from the home. So if we are not keeping the doors locked, he's out the door. And I'm very grateful he's learned how to open handles. That's great. He can open a door. And now we're just learning how to get permission before you go outside. But one thing he's been doing every time he opens the door is letting the cat out, who is not supposed to be an outside cat. And then he goes off for adventures for a very long time. And this morning, Ace went to open the door and I heard him coming. I was sitting on the porch and I ran over to like keep the cat from running out. And as I ran to the door, he looked behind him at the cat and kind of gave him a nudge with his foot. And it was the first time that Ace has tuned in to that. Like, we talk about it all the time. We're like, don't let the cat out. But he usually is not engaged with what's happening around him. So this time he saw the cat and he stopped him with his own foot. Mm-hmm. And I was just so excited for Ace to be like tuning in yes. to the world around him. And maybe next step is like just not running off out of down the street without his parents around. That would be great.
My God, that's such good news. What a sweet little moment. Good job, Ace Face. Yeah. I love that. I have some good news from a listener. This is from M.Rob with three B's, R-O-B-B-B. And this is a family I got to meet in New Jersey. Emiliano, who's so delicious, you guys, this little baby, started taking steps while holding onto the couch. He's just overall been crushing PT. Yeah. So fun. Those taking steps days.
Oh, man.
That is such good news. Thank you for sharing that. M.Rob with three B's. And thank you to all our listeners who share their good news. We love to hear it. And if you have some good news that you want to share about your loved one with Down syndrome, or if you are a listener with Down syndrome and have good news to share about yourself, you can do that over at the Lucky Few Pod on Instagram. Leave us a direct message, or you can email hello@luckyfewpodcast.com. And we love hearing from you. And we're going to wrap this show up. Carissa, thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining us today. We appreciate your time and everything that you do and everything you mentioned. We will have links in our show notes, and I can't wait to tune in October mm-hmm. and see all the things you guys are up to. Very cool. Thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We also want to thank Josh Avis for always editing our episodes, even when we fumble a lot and he has to work extra hard. And also Val Schleter for being our amazing producer, and our intern, Ashley, for managing our social media.
And if you like this episode, friends, please go ahead and share it with family and with friends. And don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And what else? Oh, yes. Check out the luckyfewpodcast.com for show notes and all the things we talked about today. And be sure to follow on social media, the Lucky Few Pod.
And dear listener, we love to tell you that you are slaying it. You are doing such a great job at life. We love you so much exactly how you are. And we are here cheering for you and can't wait to be together on another episode of the Lucky Few Podcast next week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
All right.